At this time, we identified a person of interest based on description and activity, and have since talked with him, also met with several of the witnesses, and have confirmed it was this individual who he just happened to be carrying a replica rifle and had left the campus and had been through Rudder Tower and then to his vehicle and had driven home. So.
And this is a student?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Any idea what the purpose of having the replica rifle
no,
was?
No, we're still in the... They're still in the middle of that investigation and meeting with him and getting the particulars of the situation as it happened.
There, obviously, when something like this happens, there's a lot of reports flying out
there.
I don't know what you can already eliminate
right.
from some of those reports, whether this person was a member of the Corps of Cadets. That was one of the reports that was out there.
Right. Yeah, I can't confirm that yet. Like I said, they're still in the middle of meeting with him and getting the information and getting all the facts together
as to
what happened.
So this person was already home then?
Yeah, he had, yes.
And did he contact the university, or how was that connection made?
That I don't have that information right now, Mr. Oliver. They're still meeting with him, so...
And so officers went to his residence?
Yes,
then?
Yes.
I know this is right on the cusp of this whole episode ending, but your initial thoughts about how this was all handled this afternoon?
Based on the situation as it went down, I think the units responded very well. We had support from all of our other law enforcement agencies in the county, in the area, from Bryan College Station and SO. As you can imagine, it's a very fluid and mobile situation as we're dealing with it. And then, trying to keep up with getting information out and also responding to calls. So it becomes very, very labor intense for those moments until we can get things kind of sorted out.